Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith. Sports Radio WEEI. Want a Tom Brady update?
Yeah, why not? Sounds like a Tom Brady update.
Well, Tom Brady has posted an Instagram photo. It is he and Alex Guerrero, obviously in the victorious Patriots locker room in the aftermath of winning the Super Bowl. Tom holding up five fingers on one hand and the index finger on the other for the six Super Bowls.
Six Super Bowls.
He writes, and I'm not going to quote all of it. It'll go forever.
Go ahead.
My brother...
Yeah.
He's got his Instagram handle,
which
Alex Guerrero.
AG_TB12.
Get it?
Yep.
My brother, Alex, has been with me through everything for the past 15 years. And I'm so appreciative and grateful for his hard work and commitment to helping me become the best I could be.
Nice.
I couldn't do it without him. It's pretty special when people come together to work hard at a common goal.
Agreed.
And this past year was our best yet.
Really?
Al? I didn't know he called
Al.
Him Al.
Yeah, that's why he's the alligator in the TB Times.
Al, thank you for always being by my side through every broken bone, torn ligament, sprain, bruise, etc.
Let me just jump in real quick.
Broken bone?
No, the etc. Concussion? Continue.
Okay. Your work never ceases to amaze me. Can't wait to get back to work toward number 7. We didn't come this far to only come this far. Hashtag keep going.
This seems like something a high school senior would write in their yearbook. This is unbelievable.
Did you see him among the 324 people have commented? Among them is Willie McGinnis, who's got the flexing arm emoji.
Oh, of course it's Willie. He introduced these two guys together. One guy is working on his motto for next year, hashtag stairway to 7.
I like that one, by the way.
You like Stairway to 7?
I heard Kyle Van Noy, I think, say it first. Whoever it was. I like it. Yeah. Stairway to 7 is good.
What about Snow White and the 7 Super Bowls?
No, that's a little wordy.
Oh, it's not bad.
Doesn't fit on the bumper sticker very well.
Smaller font, but I'm just kicking it around a little bit. We'll figure it out.
I will say
that is a real love fest there. Holy smokes.
I will say in the immediate aftermath of the Super Bowl, and the NFL did an awful job of policing that whole thing. Yeah, I mean,
camera people?
5,000 cameras
Lord.
Right there in Tom Brady's face.
I thought Tracy Wolfson was going to die. She was getting trampled
it was
in there.
Close. But I will say, the very first guy who seemed to get to Brady was not one of the camera guys. It was Alex Guerrero.
Guerrero got a beeline there. It was reminiscent of Papa John and Peyton Manning after Peyton Manning won his last Super Bowl.
By the way, I am done.
With Papa John?
Well, that too.
Okay.
Tom Brady, God love you. You do whatever you want to do. Whatever Alex Guerrero does for you, I'm all for.
It works.
Whatever you think gets you through the rigors of an NFL season.
Yes.
As you show in the picture with Alex, you've got the six fingers up in the air for those six Super Bowl championships. Even if you only think Alex Guerrero helps you do that, I'm all for it.
That's fine, right? Do you think Guerrero is a wizard?
Are we going there again?
I think we might have to.
No,
I think that's kind of where it goes. I think, how else do you explain it?
I don't know if he's a wizard, but I was just checking out his Instagram. Alex Guerrero is a grandfather. He said he has a new grandson.
He's a very youthful looking
What's
man.
What's wrong with that?
He seems like he's younger, like he's in his 40s.
You can be a grandfather in your 40s.
You could. I was just a little surprised.
Yeah, all right, well. So he's, okay, thanks for that nugget. There, Lucy.
I'm taking it back myself, actually. I don't know why.
But he's a grandfather? Who cares?
It's not that who cares.
It's not that who cares, but like I don't know why you're that surprised by it.
By the way, in that post that Alex posted where he said, new grandson plus another championship equals great weekend, Tom Brady responded on Alex Guerrero's Instagram post. Said, perfect weekend, AGTB12. Love you, pal.
Oh, my God. These guys are inseparable.
And again, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I don't care.
We just did a dork podcast about the best on-screen couples.
Well, you missed one, didn't you?
I was going to say, I might need to re-record it. This might be the best couple that there's ever been.
I will
Tom Brady, Alex Guerrero.
I will never criticize the relationship between Brady and Guerrero.
Now, do you criticize Belichick last year for trying to break those guys up a little bit?
Yeah.
Shouldn't he have just let it happen?
And I even understand why he did it. He's got a training staff who's saying, hey, you hired us to do this job.
Right.
You got another guy who's telling them to do something different from what you hired us to do. I understand completely why Belichick did it, and I also understand why Belichick this year said, okay, fine.
Yeah.
Right, and come on back in.
I think the biggest problem is you can't have Guerrero doing helping out the entire team. Like, it's just so different. Like, if it's Brady, if he needs to be with Brady every step of the way,
fine.
Clearly so be it. But you don't need him with every other guy. I think that's what happened last year. And I think this is maybe a little bit of a shot at, you see what happens when we get what we want? You see what happens when we're together? This is the kind of success. This is the best year yet. Okay. But maybe it's also the best year yet because last year was so frustrating because you took him off the team plan. You took him off the sideline. I like that stuff. Even though we looked at it and said, well, you should still be able to win without it. You can go get your treatment somewhere else. But if that's something that Brady wants, I think if anybody in the history of the league has earned it, it's him. So if Guerrero needs to be by his side all the time, I don't understand it completely. But it works for him, and next year better be the exact same way.
And I don't care. Whatever, if he thinks it helps,
right?
It helps.
I think part of that is that. I think it has to help in some sense. Like, he is obviously, this guy can avoid injury with the best of them. But part of it has to just be like the mental part of it. Like, if you truly buy into something, then God bless you. Like, if you think this is going to help you to, you know, not get sick or whatever, fine. It may not really be able to have scientific results, but if it's all part of the mental game, then so be it.
If you believe, as I do, that Tom Brady had some sort of an MCL issue in the middle of the season, if you believe, as I do, that it was Alex Guerrero who helped get him through that, got him back on the physical straight and narrow, got him back to feeling good again, I'm for it. If that works, if Alex Guerrero's treatment modality works for Tom Brady, let him do it. When you got a guy who's 41 years old, was an MVP at 40,
right,
is a Super Bowl champion at 41, I don't care if he wants rosebuds and unicorns in the locker room. Go get them.
He only wants green M&Ms. So
fine.
Be it. Get him a whole bowl
whatever
of green M&Ms.
Whatever that contract writer says, he gets.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. And just calling out every broken bone. I don't know how many broken bones that he's
had.
Well,
that was the one that jumped out at me.
Broken bones.
How many broken bones has he had?
I'm sure he's had a lot more injuries than we know about.
Oh, that's fair.
I mean, over the course of 18 years, or at least 15,
remember,
as he points out with Guerrero.
He said his knee was fine this year.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't believe him.
Remember 2 years ago when he ripped his thumb in practice? How ridiculous that was when he was going to the press conferences with gloves on. And then we finally saw the picture of it.
Two gloves.
Like,
oh, when we actually ultimately saw it was like, how can he hold a football?
Look, who had a knife on the field? Like, that was ridiculous. But, yeah, all of these injuries. I mean, he had the one, you know, in his career that knocked him out for a whole season. Other than that, he's been able to play. And it's amazing when you compare him to just other quarterbacks of all ages. Like, there was a time this year where in the AFC East, Sam Darnold and Josh Allen, both rookie quarterbacks, were out due to injury. They're both like 22. They're both out due to injury. I think Tannehill might have been out or whatever it was for Miami. Like, everybody in the division was out. Then the 41-year-old quarterback is still taking every snap. It's unbelievable.
And by the way, as much as Tom Brady swears by Alex Guerrero, talk to Willie McGinnis about him.
Oh, loves him
and
too.
And Willie McGinnis has been out of the game for a while now. He still loves everything about Alex Guerrero.
You got to find yourself an Alex Guerrero. That's what you got to do. No matter what line of work you're
actually
in.
I wouldn't mind right now myself if I could find
it. You could use one.
You know, just
a Guerrero guy.
Whatever works. All right, back to the calls with you guys at 617-779-7937. Jordan's in Boston. Hey, Jordan, how you doing?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey.
Quick question. First off, you know, I think Kyrie is extremely talented. I'm not a huge fan of his personality. But with the injury on Saturday, okay, Sunday, Monday passes. He doesn't play last night. They actually end up winning. Do you think he is sitting out tonight because his knee is still bothering him? Or do you think he wants, you know, a full 7 to 8 days in between now and the All-Star game then?
God, I hope not. I hope he's not worried about how healthy he can be for the All-Star game.
Yeah, he better not be. But with him, it's hard to rule anything out, to be honest. I mean, who knows? But I think he's
Could
not
you imagine?
Healthy to play.
Yeah, Brad, I'm not going to play against Detroit because I really got to get ready for Sunday.
I mean, we laugh at it, but it's the NBA. Like, that kind of thing could be on his mind. He probably does care more about running up and down with LeBron and Durant and Davis than he does his own team. That's kind of the problem. But I don't think... Like, I don't know if where Jordan was going there. I don't know if he meant, like, if they lost last night, he'd be more likely to play tonight. Like, I don't think that's true. I think it's more of he just wants to be healthy. And Kyrie Irving never plays 82 games. Most guys in the league now don't play 82 games. In fact, 72 games might be asking a lot from some of them. I mean, they kind of rest at times. But clearly he's dealing with this isn't a rest. Like, there's been other ones where they sort of said, oh, he's got a hip injury. But it was against Cleveland, and they suck, and they just sat him out. This was a game he got hurt against the Clippers, and then the next day you found out they actually got pretty good news. He was day-to-day. Some thought when he left that game against the Clippers that he might be out for like a month.
When he was limping off and didn't come back, and so, then they're sending him for an MRI, and I'm thinking, oh, God.
No, I would actually prefer that he sits out tonight and then also sits out of the All-Star game and then is back next week against Milwaukee.
Jim's in New Hampshire. Hey, Jim.
Yeah, listen, to me the issue isn't whether or not he plays in the All-Star game or not. That's just indicative of what we already know. What we know is this team is way over-talented for the way that they're playing. They're not showing hype. They're not showing hard work. They're not showing the things that we expect out of a Celtics team, being unselfish and playing their ass off every day. And so this guy can go to the All-Star game if he wants. If we were in first place, we wouldn't care. We'd say he's down there working on next year's dream team, trying to recruit other players. The issue here is the fact that we're underperforming, and this guy trolls us. He says whatever he wants to say, does whatever he wants to do. He doesn't have heart. He ought to go away.
He definitely trolls us. There's definitely some trolling going on. I'm not wrong. I don't think you're wrong there.
Well, that
Jim,
whole season ticket holder event. You know.
Yeah. I'm coming back. If you'll have me, I'll be back.
It sounded like Mick Foley going for the cheap pop here in Cleveland.
Yeah. You're like, wait, whoa, hey. But I don't want him to go away because I think in the NBA, you may have to put up with some guys that you might not love their personality, but if they're good enough, it overcomes that. Like Ray Allen was kind of annoying. He was. Like he was, people sort of say this about Kyrie Irving, the thinks he's smarter than he is guy, and like will try to like, you know, like talk it up and maybe at times say stuff that doesn't make sense, like maybe not using the words correctly. Ray Allen would do that. Ray Allen would just go on and on and on sometimes. But guess what? If you wanted a guy to knock down a shot, it was Ray Allen.
Yeah,
like, he was incredible. He was an awesome player. And so sometimes you have to put up with some of that stuff just to get the wins.
617-779-7937. John's in Brookline. Hey, John.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Good. What's up?
Quick question. I have a question and a comment. The question, I wanted to get your thoughts on Chris Sale's contract and what's going to happen with him and as far as you know. And I just had a comment about Kyrie. I think it's, you know, it's not that it's great that he was injured, but I think it's great that Hayward came out and put out some numbers. That's what Danny Ainge and this team had signed up for, a Hayward that can do 26 points and Kyrie. And, you know, the sad part is that coach hasn't been able to handle these guys and mix these guys the right way, and that's unfortunate. So hopefully they'll get the idea after him putting up 26 points. Kyrie would maybe show up and just start playing, you know?
I mean, with Hayward, it's just, I feel like we've said this a lot. Like, hopefully this is it that'll get him going. Now, he's put more of these games together in a shorter period of time than earlier in the season, but he had some really good games earlier in the year. We had like 30-something points off the bench, and you're like, here he is, here's the guy, and then he has 4 points. And it's just kind of a non-factor. And as one of the members of the Warriors would say, he's a liability on both ends of the floor. Yeah. Like, you'd have those kind of games. So I'm interested to see in a back-to-back how Hayward does tonight. Then you give him a week off and then come back against the Bucks. As for Chris Sale, contract year, isn't it all about health?
See, I'm not going to be shocked if this is one of those where they announce a contract extension at some point between now and the All-Star break.
Oof, I
would not be shocked if it happened. I'd be very surprised if they let him play out the season and then, okay, let's dive into this thing.
See,
I'd be surprised.
I hope they do that, though, because I'm just worried. I love Chris Sale. I love what he says. I love when he's on the mound. I love when he's healthy. However, the last couple of seasons, the way it ends, all of a sudden he's kind of out of gas. You know, his arm kind of does him in a little bit. And this is a team that should always be playing important games in September and important playoff games. So it's not like Chicago where you're done. Like you go to September and that's it. If your arm's about to fall off, whatever, you get the rest of the offseason, you get back in there. You want him to throw a lot of important innings late in the year. I need to see it. I would be upset if they just gave him a huge contract right now. I want to see if it can be different than the last 2 years and he doesn't have to miss so many starts late in the year.
I mean, in Chris Sale's case, we think, or at least I won't speak for you, I think he's been actually underpaid. I mean, he has not made as much as he should be making based on production and what he's done. I understand completely, and you're exactly right about the whole, you know, physical situation. This guy, this year, 2019, makes $13.5 million.
Oh, it's one of the best deals in baseball, and that was another one of the reasons when they gave up Yoan Moncada and Michael Kopech, you're like, fine, like you're getting a great pitcher who makes less than half of what most aces make, but that's the deal that he had, that's the deal that he's currently on, and I think the Red Sox are in a position where they can see how this plays out, and then if they really feel confident in him, they can throw a ton of money at him if they want.
I'll be surprised if we don't hear about some sort of an extension before this season is out.
Do you think that'd be a good move, though?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He just breaks down at the end of the year, and you can't start him. He gets missing starts in the playoffs.
It was pretty obvious, and you know, obviously during a playoff run, you know, everybody's happy, everybody loves everybody. But it seemed so clear what he meant to this team, what he meant to the roster. I mean, that whole scene of everybody in the bullpen giving him a standing ovation as he's coming out to pitch the ninth inning of the deciding game.
But you can't just pay the guy because the team likes him.
Well, he's also really good, by the way,
when he's out there.
Right.
But he's also broke. He was on the DL twice in August last year. And there were times where you got guys coming back on 3 days rest, and he's having to get scratched in playoff games. And I know it couldn't have ended better. He goes out there and whiffs Manny Machado. It was an amazing moment. But the truth is, he couldn't start. Like they didn't trust him to go deep in the game. So I'm just worried about the health. I think the player he is, or when he's healthy, how the teammates view him, the stuff that he says, everything is perfect, but his arm late in the year.
2 years ago, 2017, he threw 214 and a third innings. Now, last year, as you said, you know, he didn't make all of his starts. He made 27 starts. He made 32 the year before.
No, I know.
And he made 27 starts. He threw 158 innings. It's not like he's gone through. If you go through the last 4 years, he's made 31, 32, 32. And then 27 starts.
So, but you could make the case that they're starting to pile up. And then he has the 2 years ago, pitches over 200 innings. But then at the end of the year, the ERA, the final month, the playoff start, all of that was real bad. And then this year, having to go on the DL and to miss a handful of starts, that's not ideal. And that's not a guy I'd want to throw $250 million at.
Oh, I don't know how much money.
It's going to be a ton, though, if it's a start. If you're going to lock him up,
he certainly deserves a lot more than $13.5 million.
But if he's going to not go to free agency, wouldn't it have to be a lot? He's going to want more than Rick Porcello. He probably should want more than David Price. Especially for a guy who has been working under market his entire career.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Download the Radio.com app and take WEEI with you wherever you go. Now back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
We'll do probably the same thing we did last year. We did everything possible to keep him healthy. Towards the end, obviously, he felt his shoulder, and we were very passive at the end because of where we were in the standings. The stuff probably wasn't as great after, you know, in October like it was after that Texas start. Like, every pitch was a 99, and the slider was, you know, devastating, but he still pitched in October, and he did a good job. You know, 94, 95 for him is pretty solid. He just threw a bullpen today. I saw it. The angle is the same. He feels good. So I do feel he's in a good place, and he's going to be able to perform. We'll use off days. Our schedule is a lot different this year. We'll take advantage of the whole London experience and all those off days that come up right around there. We go to London, we got two off days and another one. Then we have the All-Star break, and we'll reset the rotations a few times to take care of all of them, because we have to take care of them. You know, Nate, Rick, Chris, and David. We'll use the schedule into our advantage.
They did that a lot last year, too.
He thought about this, huh? He's ready to go for the season. He's talking about breaking up the schedule and the rotation. This guy's ready to go. Yeah, they did. They did a really good job last year with that. Now, the thing with Sale is, you could say it didn't matter. He actually pitched less at the end of last season than he did the season before. So, you know, when Farrell was making sure that he got the strikeout record or whatever the hell it was. But I would expect same kind of deal where Sale might be rolling in a game, you take him out after six. But my question is, Dale, if you don't have a closer, how many times do you take a guy out after six and you end up still winning that game if it's close?
Yeah, the whole closer by committee thing we found wasn't such a good plan in the past.
Not wild about it. And you have a good rotation, you have a great lineup, and then now you're just leaving the ninth inning to chance. Not a fan of that. Although things could change in a month. You know, Craig Kimbrell could be back. He hasn't signed anywhere else, so maybe if they can agree on some sort of price, he will be back.
Let's say Chris Sale next year, this coming year, is exactly what you had last year. As you said, you know, he's on the DL a couple of times in August, but, you know, and as Alex just said, you baby him, you're careful, you work in extra rest days and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Man, I'd re-sign for that.
How much, though?
$25 million.
Oh, God. I don't know.
Well, Porcello's 21. Price is obviously the top of the list at 30.
Yeah, and I don't think
they're going to go 30.
No, but that's probably what he would want. I mean, he's never really talked about money. But I'm saying his agent, not publicly,
and
he's been consistent with that. But especially for a guy who has been underpaid throughout his career, and he is now, what is he, 30 years old? He's 29. He's going to be 30 in March. So this season, he's going to be his age 30 season.
Yep.
You know, it's going to be hard to get that really long contract, but maybe there's a team that's willing to do it. Maybe a team does say, you know what, screw it. Here's 7 years. We know we're not going to get our money back in the last couple of years, but we need to get this guy. We need to take him away, because he's a tough guy to figure, because when he's out there, he is fantastic. Top five in the Cy Young every year. You can book it. But then when you need him the most, can he even start for you anymore? And I think we've sort of seen a trend. You know, his worst month for his career has been September. Like, he wears down every single year.
Yeah, they break down September / October.
Yeah, because sometimes you have a start or two.
You kind of go, it's the only month / you know, it's the only month in which he has a losing record. In his career, he's 11-16 in the month of September / October.
Yeah. Do you have the ERAs up there?
I do.
What is he? It's much worse, right?
For the month of September, October, yeah. It's 3.78.
Right. Which is still good, but for him, it's a noticeable jump.
August, it's 3.16. July, it's 2.4. June, 2.54.
Yeah.
May, 2.67. April, 2.82.
So he's a sub-3 guy before the All-Star break. And then after the All-Star break, it's more like 3.5.
He's slightly above in August at 3.16.
Yeah. That's where it sort of starts.
And then the September / October, he's at 3.78. And by the way, good luck finding that guy out in the free agent market or replacement market. Just that guy alone.
Just that guy to begin with. I know, but I'm saying if you are going to have to pay him David Price money, or at least anywhere in that ballpark of David Price money, do you say, all right, is that worth it? Or do you spend your money differently? Like, on a guy that might not be as good when he's out there, but the whole, you know, best ability is availability type of thing. Like, do you go with that guy that you can get more innings out of?
Yeah, you know, you got a whole bunch of guys on your pitching rotation who are that guy. Rick Porcello's that guy. I'd rather have Chris Sale on my rotation than Rick Porcello.
Yeah, that's true. But it comes back to the price on it. It really does, you know. And then what your backup plans are, because if you get to a point in September or a playoff game and he can't go, what are you going to act surprised? Like you've seen it every year is the problem.
And I think they go into it as we just heard Alex Cora say during that, you know, very detailed clip. They've thought about this a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
They've got a whole game plan that they've got in place.
But I thought they did a really good job as the season went on last year, and that didn't
matter.
I
also wondered, and you were right, he was on the DL twice. I also wondered if, given the extent of their lead and what their record was, if they almost went overboard. You know what? Shut him down again. Let's just
I would have agreed with it if they just kept him on the DL.
Right.
But they brought him back for a start and then put him back out there. And then remember how many shows we did with the Chris Sale's throwing 90? Like, with this guy, it was throwing 100 at one point during the season. And now his fastball was 90? And then Corey even mentioned it there. Then you get to the playoffs and, hey, you know, he's still good at 94, 95. It's like, well, yeah, that's still good. But you're talking about a Cy Young guy. You're talking about one of the best pitchers in all of baseball, and it's sort of a drop-off from there.
617-779-7937. Justin's in New Hampshire. Hey, Justin.
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Good. Great. How are you?
Hey, real quick, Dale, I completely agree. Look, if you're talking about the fact that David Price gets $30 million a year right now, Chris Sale, $25 million, sign, seal, and deliver it. Look, there's so much more that this guy brings to the table. We're seeing it in another Boston sports team, what happens with chemistry and attitude kind of go awry with the Celtics. This guy brings the grit and the sheer – everything he does is right. He talks right. It's not about himself. It's about the team. Listen, there's a lot of intangibles this guy brings, and if you're telling me we're paying David Price $30 million, I'm fine paying Chris Sale $25 to $27 million. It's worth every dollar.
Well, by the way, Rich may be right. He may say, what are you kidding me?
He's like,
you're paying David Price $30 million.
Yeah.
I'm better than he is.
He might want more. But also, so just because there's one bad contract, you want to make another one?
No, I don't think that's a fair question, because we didn't know that David Price was going to be a bad contract.
No, but it is, and so now you do know that.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. But we're looking at somebody that's come out and performed and has been the best bargain in baseball for so long. We're talking about baseball here. They could spend $40 million if they wanted to. All the things he brings to the table are well worth it. And I think, just like the 2013 team, chemistry matters. This guy brings that grit. I want him every day, all day.
Well, yeah, he certainly does bring an intangible element here.
Yeah.
No, he's not Trot. He's a lot better than Trot Nixon.
He brought grit, though. The guy said, he brought grit. Like, he's got plenty of grit.
This guy's got grit, and, oh, by the way, he's one of the best pitchers in baseball.
That's right. He's also an All-Star.
Yeah. I mean, look, he does bring something beyond just, you know, taking the ball every fifth day.
And
I agree with that.
He has a very memorable finish to the playoffs, but his overall playoff numbers are also not great. His ERA is over 5.5 in the 2 years that he has been with the Red Sox, and that's counting both as a starter and as a reliever and having to get starts scratched. He was like scheduled to start a couple times in the playoffs, and they're like, nope, can't go with him. Meanwhile, Eovaldi's pitching every single day. David Price, after a really bad first start, shakes that off and is great
and
the rest of the way.
Yep.
Even Porcello looked pretty good. So I don't know. Again, I like him. You can't say a bad thing about the guy or the way he handles himself. I would just be concerned about him. And he's had all these different problems in his 20s. So now all of a sudden in his 30s, is that going to get any better? I doubt it.
What else you got is coming up next. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WE.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
EEI.
Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Well, we're wrapping up the program here. We got to a lot of topics today, Rossi, but we didn't get to everything. Therefore,
we've a little... What else you got?
That's right. I'll tell you what else I got. So LeBron James and the Lakers, they lose again last night. They stink. They can only beat the Celtics at this point. They lose to the Hawks in Atlanta.
Nobody loses to the Hawks.
So, well, they did, and they are currently in 10th place in the Western Conference. They got the All-Star break coming up, which LeBron James is looking forward to, although maybe it's not as much of a break for him, but he's looking to decompress a little bit. So this is LeBron after another loss by the Lakers.
Well, you got to decompress and get away from the game for a little bit. Those guys have a lot more time than I will, obviously.
How about that? He goes, those guys will have more time than I will, obviously. And he laughs, saying, well, none of the other guys on my team are all-stars. What a loser.
That hurts.
What a piece of work. Classic LeBron, though, so at least he's consistent there.
What else you got?
It seems as though they're always trying to reinvent the sports play-by-play genre.
Yeah.
And TNT last night had the Celtics game, and they were doing the dreaded no play-by-play announcer game.
Players only. Players only on the pregame, players only on the in-game, both games of the doubleheader, only former players.
Now, I will say this. This has nothing to do with being a former player. My single greatest fear, when you do what I do for a living, ooh, what you do for a living...
Mine is snakes.
The dreaded open mic.
Oh,
the
boy,
dreaded,
yes.
You get caught, you don't know your mic is open.
That's true.
Next thing you know, you don't have a career.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, former Celtics star Kevin McHale got caught last night with the dreaded open mic.
I used to get in with him steady. Oh, man.
Could we say Richard Head? Yeah, that's what he called him.
So he called him a...
And I'm watching.
We think he was talking about the Sixers assistant coach,
yeah,
who they showed.
Yeah, there was a guy talking to Jimmy Butler when they came back from break, and they didn't realize they were on. And then all of a sudden, Greg Anthony's like, and we're back. I'm like, no, you've been back. I'm like, did he just say...
Welcome back as we start
this. Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure I just heard something. I would say I understand the idea, and TNT has done this several times.
I think it's a dumb idea.
I get it.
Don't be afraid to work in a little play-by-play once in a while.
They didn't sound right. I would say, Dale, for play-by-play guys everywhere, your jobs are safe, because you can't do this all the time. I like it if it's two former players with a play-by-play guy. Sometimes you get some good stories, but you're also calling the game. It also felt like they were all slightly off mic. Like, it didn't sound like they were really... there was like two...
Because they don't know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah,
they're players.
They
seemed
a little lost.
Yep. Hadn't changed a bit,
nope.
I guess.
Nope. Welcome back.
There would also be some really awkward times when they were going to commercial, because they would like run a highlight, they would show the scoreboard, and then there would just be like 15 seconds of dead air, and then they'd just go to commercial. Like, nobody would... You guys can say what the score is if you want, or say anything.
No, we don't do
or
that.
Or we'll be right back.
We're players.
Didn't do a thing.
It's always... everybody's trying to reinvent the wheel. Here's an idea. Have a play-by-play guy.
Whoa, Dale. Hold the phone! Yesterday, Bill Russell, of course, a great birthday. How do we follow that up?
Randy!
Well, it's not Macho Man Savage. He's not with
us
anymore.
Yeah, it still has a birthday. Randy Brown, former Bulls guard.
No,
good
it's
guess.
Not the feeling you're going to have tomorrow night for Valentine's Day.
Oh, I am going to be Randy.
It is the 42nd birthday of Little Richie Keefe, as Dale likes to call you. Favorite player, or one of them.
Randy Moss?
Randy Moss.
Randy Moss! Happy birthday, Randy Moss. That is incredible. Bill Russell, Randy Moss?
What a
days apart. That is a good back-to-back birthday.
Blow out your candles.
Way to go, Randy. Happy
Open
birthday.
Your gifts.
The whole thing.
Happy birthday, Randy. We got to get out of here. OMF's coming up next after we say goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you for stopping by. Goodbye.
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 Thank you
for stopping by.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.